time, the kingdom of heaven will be like 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom.
其中有五个愚拙的，五个聪明的。
5 of them were foolish and 5 were wise.
愚拙的拿着灯却不预备油。
The foolish one took the lamps but did not take any oil with them.
聪明的拿着灯又预备油在器皿里。
The wise, however, took oil in jars along with their lamps.
新郎迟延的时候，他们都打盹睡着了。
The bridegroom was a long time in coming, and they all became drowsy and fell asleep.
半夜有人喊着说，新郎来了，我们出去迎接他。
At midnight, the cry rang out, and here's the bridegroom, come out to meet him.
那些童女就都起来收拾灯。
Then all the virgins woke up and trimmed their lamps.
愚拙的对聪明的说，请分点油给我们，因为我们的灯要灭了。
The foolish one says to the wise, give us some of your oil, our lamps are going out.
聪明的回答说，恐怕不够你我用的，不如你们自己到卖油的那里去买吧。
No, they replied, there may not be enough for both us and you. Instead, go to those who sell oil and buy some up for yourself.
他们去买的时候，新郎到了，那预备好了的同他进去坐席，门就关了。
But while they were on their way to buy the oil, the bridegroom arrived. The virgins who were ready went in with him to the wedding banquet and the door was shut.
其余的童女随后也来了，说，主啊，主啊，给我们开门。
Later the others also came. Sir, sir, they said, open the door for us.
他却回答说，我实在告诉你们，我不认识你们。
And he replied, I tell you the truth, I don't know you.
所以你们要警醒，因为那日子，那时辰，你们不知道。
Therefore, keep watch, because you do not know the day or the hour.
马太福音第24章、25章都是讲到主耶稣再来的事情。
In Matthew 24 and 25, it's talk about when the Lord is coming back again.
马太福音第24章，主耶稣就回答门徒三个问题。
In Matthew 24, our Lord Jesus answered three questions to the disciples.
第一个问题就是什么时候圣殿要被拆毁。
And the first question, when would the temple be destroyed?
第二个问题就是这圣殿被拆毁有什么预兆。
And the second question is, when the temple is destroyed, what will be the sign?
第三个就是主耶稣他再来的时候和世界上的末了有什么预兆。
And the third question, what is the sign for the second coming of our Lord and the end of the world?
并且我们的主耶稣就警戒他的门徒要谨慎警醒祈祷预备他的降临。
So our Lord will warn the disciples that they are to be awake, to be alert and to pray and prepareThat he will be coming.
接着他回答门徒这三个问题以后，他就接着又做了几个比喻。
And after he answered these three questions, then he gave them a few parables.
第一个比喻就是无花果树的比喻。
And the first parable was the parable of the fig tree.
在马太福音第24章32节，耶稣就告诉他们说，你们可以从无花果树学个比方。
In Matthew 24:32, he told his disciples, you can learn this lesson from the fig tree.
当树枝发嫩长叶的时候，你们就知道夏天近了。
As soon as the twigs get tender and the leaves come out, you know that summer is near.
以后33节就说，这样你们看见这一切的事，也该知道人子近了，正在门口了。
And then verse 33 it says, even so, when you see all these things, you know that it is near, right at the door.
以后他就用挪亚的事情来警戒他的门徒和我们。
And then later on, he warned the disciples and us about with the story of Noah.
我们若是知道 哪一个术法论长叶的时候，我们也知道春天到了。
When we saw the trees are budding and with the leaves coming out, we know that the spring will be near.
哎，礼拜五晚上我们去聚会的时候，下了一场的大雨。
And on Friday night, as we go to the Friday night Bible study, there was a big rain.
不单是大雨，并且雷电轰轰。
Not only it rains, but then it also thunder.
哎，我就有一个里面豁然就想到春天到了。
So my thought is the spring must be near.
若是我们常常注意每一个月的季节的时候，
if we pay attention to the festival every season,
这个春夏秋冬是很有一定的季节。
And we have the four seasons. It's very fixed.
若是我们是看到春风给劲敌来到的时候，我们就知道说春天到了。
When the wind of spring comes, we know that the spring is near.
在耶稣在这里说，告诉当时的门徒说，你们若是看见无花果树发嫩长叶的时候，你就知道夏天近了。
And Jesus told his disciples, when you see the fig tree is become tender and the leaves coming out, you know that the summer is near.
所以他就告诉他的门徒说，若是有这许多的预兆的时候，你们也知道说人子来的时候正在门口了。
And he told his disciples, when you see all these signs, you know that the Lord is near, right at the door.
哪一个圣殿的预兆在主后70年已经应验了。
The sign of the temple was fulfilled in 70 AD.
主后70年，那提多将军带兵进攻耶路撒冷。
In 70 AD, the general entered Jerusalem.
他们就杀了很多的犹太人。
They killed many Jews.
并且就把圣殿的拆毁了。
And then they destroyed the temple.
并且把哪一个石头拆掉了。
And then they broke down all the stones.
因为据说那个耶路撒冷的圣殿石头跟石头的中间乃是用金子那个放在中间现成的。
And from history we heard that because between the stones they used the gold to paste it together.
所以罗马的军队为了要挖哪一个金子，就把哪一个圣殿的石头拆毁，一块也不留在一块的石头上。
The Roman soldiers, because they want the gold, they broke down all the stones to none will be together.
这是应验主耶稣对圣殿拆毁的预言。
This will fulfill the prophecy of the destroying of the temple.
以后呢就不断的发生着许多的事情。
Then later on, many things happen.
门徒们也是谨守主耶稣的教训。
And the disciples were following in the commands of Christ.
他们也是等候主耶稣很快的就要再来到地上建立他的国度。
And they waited, they hoped that the Lord will come back soon to build the kingdom again.
但是时间也过了2000年。
But time has 2,000 years have passed.
今天我们还没有看到主耶稣的再来。
When we have not seen the coming of our Lord yet.
这是因为不是主的应许不成就。
It's not that the promise was not fulfilled.
也不是主耶稣的当言。
It's not the delaying of our Lord.
乃是他的宽容。
But because he want to give us more time.
他愿意万人得救，不愿意一人沉沦。
He want all men to be saved, not one to be destroyed.
我想我们今天处在这一个时代的里面，是比以前的时代的人更有福气。
I think we are more blessed of this generation.
许许多多在历史上所发生的事情，叫我们更清楚明白的了解主耶稣所说的话。
But many things that was recorded in the history that will remind us and teach us about the words of our Lord.
他曾经提醒他的门徒说，天地要废去，但是他的话 是不能废去的。
He had reminded his disciples that heaven and earth will pass away, but his words will not pass away.
在圣经上所记载的主耶稣的话，一句也不落空。
And none of the words will not be fulfilled.
每一句的话，都要按作哪一个所记载的应验，在这时代的当中。
And all these.Every single word will be fulfilled according to this generation.
我想多少年前我们觉得美国是最安全的。
Many years we thought that United States was the safest place.
我们也是觉得美国的本土不会有任何的问题。
And the land of the United States will not have any problems.
但是今天我们处在这一个时代的里面，我们觉得连美国这样的安定的国家也是非常的恐惧的。
But today, even this inland of the United States, even such a stable land, we will see terror.
让我不得不想到主耶稣对于末世的预言。
Then we have to think about what our Lord Jesus had talked about, the signs of the end.
和他第二次再来的预言。
And also the prophecy of his second coming.
他说了这许多事情以后，他又连着说了三个比喻。
After he talked about all these, he gave three parables.
第一个比喻就是在马太福音第24章45节到51节。
And the first parable was in Matthew 24, verse 41 to 50.
这是家族托付他仆人的比喻。
And this is a master have command for his servants.
但是这一个主人就离开了他自己的家。
The master have left his home.
所以有一段的时间让仆人来管理他的家。
So there's a period of time his servant will have to manage the home.
第二个比喻就是今天我们所要一起思想的，就是十个童女的比喻。
And the second parable is something we're going to share about today is the parable of the ten virgins.
在这一个比喻的里面，好像新郎也不在哪一个地方。
And it seems like in this parable, it seems the bridegroom is not there.
第三个比喻就是按照才干受责任的比喻。
And the third parable is the parable about according to your talents.
但是这一个主人也到外国去。
And this master also went to a foreign land.
他就把他的钱那个交给他的仆人去做生意。
He gave his money to his servants to do business with.
但他来的时候就是要赏赐或者是刑罚他的仆人。
When he come back, he would reward or he will punish.
让我们现在回到马太福音第二十五章。
So now let's go back to Matthew 10.Chapter 25.
在这里我今天就是要讲到三件的事情。
Here I want to talk about three things.
第一件事情就是看到有十个童女。
And the first thing we saw that there are ten virgins.
这是第一节到第五节。
This is from verse 1 to verse 5.
以后我们就看到新郎。
Then we saw the bridegroom.
这是第六节到第九节。
This is from verse 6 to verse 9.
以后我们就看到这个婚宴。
And then we saw the wedding banquet.
这是十节到十三节。
That's from verse 10 to 13.
我想时间还是非常的紧迫。
And we have very tight schedule here.
我是尽量的用很简单的提到这三件的事情。
I want to briefly talk about these three incidents.
第一个就是童女。
The first one is the ten virgins.
第二个就是新郎。
And then the bridegroom.
第三个就是婚宴。
And thirdly, the wedding banquet.
这是一个结婚的一个大的婚礼。
It seems like this is a big wedding banquet.
我想这是最好是在给人证婚的时候讲的。
And it seems to be good to share about this when I was presiding over a marriage.
但是我就觉得实实在在我们要知道我们要去迎接新郎。
But we need to understand, we need to welcome the bridegroom.
我们常常就说到主耶稣再来的时候是哪一个新郎来接 心腹。
And we remember every time we talk about Lord Jesus coming back, it's the bridegroom welcoming the bride.
但是耶稣做这一个比喻的时候，乃是告诉我们说，我们要去迎接新郎。
But then when Jesus gave this parable that we as the virgin need to welcome the bridegroom.
我们要怎样的来迎接新郎？
How do we welcome the bridegroom?
在这里说到有十个童女。
And here it said there are 10 virgins.
这十个童女若是整体来说，乃是代表历代的教会，历代的圣徒。
As a whole, this 10 virgins will represent all the saints throughout the generations.
若是我们用全体来说，我们说这十个童女就是心腹。
And we can speak of it as a whole that these 10 virgins will be the bride.
也可以说这十个童女是就是教会。
Or these 10 virgins is the church.
也可以说这十个童女就是羔羊的妻。
And these 10 virgins will be the wife of the Lamb.
但是若是按照个人来说，这十个童女所代表的乃是说到我们每一个真正信耶稣基督的人。
But individually, this 10 virgins will represent each single Christian.
但是在这十个童女的里面，主耶稣说有分成两个部分。
And in this 10 virgins, Jesus has separated into two parts.
有五个是愚拙的，五个是聪明的。
5 of them are foolish and 5 of them are wise.
这五个童女都拿着灯去迎接新郎。
These 10 virgins, they all carry the lamps to welcome the bridegroom.
但是五个愚拙的，他拿着灯出去迎接新郎。
But there are five who are foolish, they have the lamps to welcome the bridegroom.
哪一个聪明的童女也拿着灯出去迎接新郎。
The wise five virgins also take the lamps to welcome
the bridegroom. 但是所不同的就是哪个愚拙的童女的灯有灯，但是没有另外一个器皿预备一个器皿的油。
But these five foolish ones, even though they have the lamps, but they do not have another instrument to prepare for the oil.
但聪明的五个童女，她又有灯，她又预备油在器皿的里面。
The wise virgins, they have the lamp, they also have the instrument that contains the oil.
他们所不同的乃是有没有油。
The difference is if you have oil or not.
他们所不同的就是到底有没有预备油在他的器皿的里面。
And the difference is if you have prepared the oil in your instrument.
这一个油到底是什么？
What is this oil?
我想一般的大部分的解经家读圣经的人都承认说，这一个器皿的油就是代表圣灵。
I think most theologians and those who read the Bible will consider this oil to be the Holy Spirit.
因着哪一个得着了圣灵为印记，可以表明说这一个信耶稣的人乃是真正重生的人。
Because of being a Christian, they have received the Holy Spirit as a pledge.
不单是重生的，也是有内住的圣灵，圣灵也住在他的心内。
And not only they were born again, in their hearts, they have the indwelling of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵不单是住在他的心内，圣灵也是常常的充满这一个器皿。
Not only the Holy Spirit indwell among them, they also fill them up daily.
在他的真正的基督徒的生活的里面，他乃是里外是这样，外面也是这样的。
In the Christian life, in the inward they are like this, in the outside they also like that.
换一句话说，他所谓的是一个基督徒，乃是一个真实的基督徒。
In another word, they are called Christian. They are truly a Christian.
他不单是一个真实的基督徒，圣灵也是把神的爱浇灌在他的心里。
Not only they truly are Christian, the Holy Spirit has shed the love upon them.
他不单是一个爱神的人，他也是爱弟兄姊妹的人。
Not only they love God, they also love brothers and sisters.
他不单是有爱在他们的中间， 圣灵也是常常把神的话浇灌在他们的心中。
Not only they have love among them, but also the Holy Spirit will bring the word of God to them.
他们所相信神的话，
they believe in the word of God.
乃是一个生命之道，
and it's the way of life.
他所相信神的话乃是活泼的道，
and the word that they believe in is very active
in their life. 并且他是有盼望的，
and they have hope.
这是这十个童女的情况。
And this is the situation of the 10 virgins.
但是我们现在用一点的时间来看这一个新郎。
Now we use some time to meditate on this bridegroom.
在这里最重要的就是说新郎迟延。
And the most important thing is the bridegroom take a long time before coming.
我们看第五节说新郎迟延的时候他们都打盹睡着了。
In verse 5 the bridegroom was a long time in coming and they all become drowsy and fell asleep.
这个五个愚拙的童女她等候，因为新郎的迟延她就等就非常的疲乏，她就睡着了。
And these five foolish virgins they were waiting because the bridegroom taking a long time they fell asleep.
但是这一个聪明的童女她虽然预备，他有预备油，他可能也谨慎，但是他也睡觉了。
Even the five wise virgins, they have prepared for the oil and everything. I think they also fell asleep.
这告诉我们说，我们都会睡觉。
It's telling us that we all will fall asleep.
可能我们有时候睡得非常的熟。
And sometimes we may sleep very, very well.
我们一直的等哪一个新郎，
and we are waiting for the bridegroom.
我们都有心的来等候新郎，
we have the heart to wait for the bridegroom.
哪一个聪明的童女她就一直的盼望等候主耶稣的再来。
The wise virgins was hoping and waiting for the coming of the Lord.
那愚拙的童女她也有个心愿，也常常的研究主耶稣再来的事情。
And the foolish virgin also have the heart to wait and also study the words.
这个没有什么不同。
There's no difference there.
聪明的愚拙的会睡觉，聪明的也会睡觉。
The foolish one will sleep and the wise one will sleep also.
但是所不同的就是到底他的器皿的里面有没有油。
But the difference is if you have oil in the instrument.
在一个历史上的教会和今日的教会的里面，我们也是可以看出这样的情况。
In the churches throughout history, also in this generation, we can see this situation also.
这也是代表在教会的当中有两个部分的基督徒。
And this represents that even in the churches, there are two kinds of Christians.
若是我说，有一个部分是愚拙的基督徒，你们是非常的不高兴。
If I say one of them is the foolish Christian, then you may not be happy about that.
若是我说你们都是很聪明的，你们很高兴。
If I said you are all very wise, then you will be happy.
但是叫你们高兴，不一定能够帮助你们。
But to make you happy may not help you.
叫你们不高兴，可能会帮助你们。
To make you unhappy, maybe that will help you.
这是耶稣所要做这一个比喻的目的。
And this is the purpose why Jesus gave this parable.
乃是要提醒我们说，我们如何的要来等候迎接他的再来。
That to remind us how we should wait and for the coming of his.
我想在教会的有两种的形态。
In church, there are two kinds of situations.
一个形态就是说，我们现在就是什么事都不要做。
And one is we don't have to do anything.
我们就等着主耶稣再来的时候，我们就被提到空中与他相遇。
And we just wait for the Lord, and one day He will come back, and we'll be raised up in the middle of the air.
另外一部一个教会。他就讲到我们怎样的要努力的去传福音，把那个真正我们有预备，我们来迎接主耶稣。
In another church world, they will do every effort to spread the gospel and how to wait for the Lord.
我想这是两方面，是一件的事情，有两个方面。
I think it's the same thing, but there are two angles.
我们必须要预备，要来迎接，等候迎接新郎。
We must prepare and wait for the bridegroom.
好让当主耶稣再来的时候，从宝座到空中的时候，我们被迎接到空中与他相遇。
So we'll be ready when he come back and receive us. We'll be raised up to the middle of heaven.
我想可能一下子你们不一定能够了解这件事情。
Maybe you cannot understand quickly on this.
但是我求圣灵开我们的心窍，使我们真是能够明白这样的奇妙的恩典和他天国里面的奥秘。
We pray that the Holy Spirit will help us to understand this mystery.
我们需要来等候，来迎接新郎。
We need to wait and to welcome the bridegroom.
但是我们可能，我们有一段时间，我们就好好的读圣经。
There might be a period of time we will read the Bible carefully.
我们好好的祷告。
And pray carefully.
我们也是经常的聚会。
And then we'll meet consistently.
我们就想到主耶稣再来了，快到了，我们要好好的侍奉。
And the Lord is coming back. We need to serve God.
但是我们想不到我们的主耶稣新郎迟延的来到。
But then we forgot that our Lord may delay in his coming back.
所以我们也等，疲倦了，也累了，我们就要打盹。
So we wait and we become drowsy and we fell asleep.
我们就要睡觉。
And then we fall asleep.
为什么新郎迟延？
Why does the bridegroom delay in the coming?
我们刚刚读到这两个比喻，另外的两个比喻都说这一个家族他到外国去。
In the other two parables we talk about, it talk about this master went to a foreign land.
另外路加十九章就记载说这一个贵胄就到远方去。
In Luke chapter 19 talk about this rich man went to far, far away.
这一个新郎现在也不在哪一个婚宴的里面。
And now this bridegroom is not in the wedding ceremony.
我们不知道他到外国去，到远方去，这个新郎是到哪一个地方和他的朋友，或者去接哪一个新娘，在哪一个地方就给他们一起的欢喜快乐，就忘记回到家里。
Don't know if this bridegroom was far away spending time with his friends and forgot to come back here.
不管怎么样的，总是新郎迟延。
Regardless, the bridegroom was delayed in coming.
我们的主耶稣也常常的，好像迟延还没有回来。
Seems that our Lord sometimes a long time from coming.
因为他愿意万人得救，不愿意一人沉迷。
Because he would want all to be saved and not one will be lost.
他也是要叫福音传遍普天下，向万民做见证。
He wants the gospel to be preached among all nations.
弟兄姊妹，福音总是要传遍到普天下每一个角落，以后我们的主耶稣才能够来到地上。
Brothers and sisters, the gospel has to be preached throughout the nations before our Lord will come back.
我记得多年前那个在西岸的特会的里面，我自己没有去，以后听他的录音带，好像江守道弟兄就说到他们的题目就是说我们要催逼主的再来。
I remember in the West Coast Conference, I did not attend then, but I listened to the tapes. I remember Brother Khan was talking about hurrying the coming back of the Lord.
我一般在我的一个意识的里面，我就觉得我们能不能够改变神。
And in my subconscious, I thought that man cannot change God.
所以我刚刚听到这个题目的时候，我心里就非常的不舒服。
And so when I first heard this message, I don't feel good about it.
我们怎么样可以催逼主再来呢？
How can we hurry the coming back of the Lord?
我慢慢的读到马太福音的24章、25章，特别是十个童女的比喻的时候，我就深深的了解，我们需要祷告， 我们需要催逼我们的主耶稣早日的来到地上。
Until I read Matthew 24:25 about, especially about the 10 virgins, then I understand that we must pray and hurry the coming back of the Lord.
因为虽然你看无花果树发润长叶的时候，你就知道那个夏天近了。
When we see the fig tree is budding and having leaves, we know that the summer is very near.
无花果树乃是代表以色列国。
The fig tree represents the country of Israel.
当你看到以色列复国的时候，你就知道那是主快来的预兆。
When we see the Israel become a country, we know that the sign is near.
我在2015年的时候，那个是中立战争前一段的时间。有很多的传道人就告诉我们说，以色列要复国。
And as when I was young, before the war between China and Japan, there are a lot of missionaries coming over and telling us that the Israel will become a country.
他们就是根据这一句话说，无花果树发润长叶的时候，你就知道夏天近了。
And they tell us that because according to this verse, when the fig tree will be budding and having leaves, then you know the summer is near.
虽然哪一个时候以色列人不可能回到自己的国土，
even though the people of Israel cannot go back to their home land,
但是许多的传道人相信主耶稣的话，他就确信说以色列有一天会复国。
But all these preachers, they believe the word of God. They know that one day the Israel will become a country.
从1948年以色列复国。
In 1948, the Israel become a country.
我们今天已经看到将近有50几年的时间，但是为什么主耶稣还没有来？
We saw that today is almost 50 years over, but the Lord has not come back yet.
弟兄姊妹，主耶稣乃是把这样的权利、这样的责任放在你我的身上。
Our Lord has given you and I this privilege and this responsibility.
我们是不是真正的能够做一个聪明的童女？
Can we be a wise virgin?
虽然我们会软弱，我们会睡觉。
Even though we may be weak, we will fall asleep.
但是我们是不是一个真实的基督徒？
But are we a true Christian?
我们是不是有生命的基督徒？
Are we a Christian with life?
我们是不是有圣灵住在我们的心里，并且充满我们的一个基督徒？
Do we have the Holy Spirit indwelling in us and also filling us?
我就常常总觉得，神给我们的能力是一个得胜的力量。
I felt that God had given us the strength to overcome.
我总觉得一个基督徒乃是一个刚强的。
A Christian should be a strong Christian.
我不是说我的手背很强，可以打人的刚强。
I'm not saying that I'm strong in my arm that I can hit people.
但是我总有个确信说，绝位的主是复活的主，我们不是软趴趴的一个基督徒。
But I have this assurance, our Lord is the Lord of resurrection. We are a strong Christian.
弟兄姊妹，神把这样的一个权利，把这样的责任放在你我的身上，在这个时代的里面，能够为他做美好的见证。
God had given us this privilege and responsibility to be a witness for Him in this generation.
这一个见证乃是要福音传遍普天下，向万民做见证。
This testimony is that we will spread the gospel throughout the nation.
我们的见证是不是真实的？
Is our testimony true?
我们传出去的福音是不是哪一个有力量的一个福音？
The gospel we share is the gospel with strength.
弟兄姊妹，我们回到原来主耶稣升天以前告诉他的门徒说，你们要回到耶路撒冷去等候。
We will go back to when our Lord ascended to heaven. He told his disciples,You go back to Jerusalem and wait for the Lord.
他说圣灵在你们身上，你们就必得着了能力。
The Holy Spirit will be upon you and then you will receive strength.
并要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地、撒玛利亚一到地极做我的见证。
You are to be my witness in Jerusalem, in the all of Judea, Samaria, and to all throughout to the end of the earth. Sometimes we will share the gospel.
弟兄姊妹，也对不起，有时候我们传福音不是带着那个生命的福音。
Sorry to say that, brothers and sisters, sometimes our gospel does not carry along the gospel of life.
我们乃是叫人舒服的福音。
And we just kind of preach the gospel in the service.
而我们乃是传来一个叫人好像得着祝福的一个福音。
We'll call people that this is the gospel of blessing.
耶利米对当代的以色列人说，你们这许多的先知说平安吗？平安吗？其实你们没有平安。
And Jeremiah told his people in his generation, he said, your prophet said peace, peace, but you have no peace.
弟兄姊妹，这是个非常严肃的事情。
This is a very serious matter.
让我们能够睡觉的时候听到哪一个半夜的喊声。
Even when we fall asleep, we will listen to this calling in the middle of the night.
他说，新郎来了。
He said, the bridegroom is here.
你是否听见哪一个半夜的声音？
Do you hear the callings in the middle of the night?
新郎来了。
The bridegroom is here.
这十个童女都出去迎接新郎。
All 10 virgins went out to welcome the bridegroom.
但是他们就收拾那个灯。
But then they all get their lamps together.
我们现在不了解，那个到底我们要收拾，怎么收拾灯呢？
And we don't understand how we can get the lamps ready.
我们觉得不需要灯。
We don't feel like we need the lamps.
我们只要把那个开关一开，那个就亮。
We just have to turn on the switch and all will be bright.
我记得我们刚到台湾的时候。有一个乡下的女孩子，那是给我一条船到台湾。
I remember when I first went to Taiwan, there's a little girl, and we were on the same boat to Taiwan.
她是冯师母的亲戚。
She's a relative of Mrs. Fang.
所以她就到她家里去。
I want to go to her family house.
她那个时候看见台湾那个怎么有电的呢？
And she said, how can there electrical light in Taiwan?
她说这个电灯有怎么样可以放进去呢？
He said, how do you put the oil into the electrical lamp?
我们不了解什么样的电灯呢？
We did not understand how we can light up the lamp.
若是我这个年纪，那个王老弟兄、钟老弟兄，他就会了解说我们怎么样的电灯。
And for us, with the older generation, those who have been through it, then we will understand how to light up the lamp.
我们就是点没有灯，我们也要每一个晚上要把灯芯那个已经烧过的那个东西给它剪掉。
And every day after the lamp has been burned, then we have to cut off those that have been burned.
我们也要把那个灯罩那个擦亮。
And then we need to shine up the cover.
并且我们下面也装满了。那一罐的油。
And then below we have to be, it has to be filled with the oil.
这多少可以帮助我们来了解，这一个聪明的童女，她有了灯，她也有油在她的器皿的里面。
Maybe this will help us that this wise virgin, they have the lamp, and they also prepare for the oil.
现在他们听到新郎来了，他们都出去迎接新郎。
Now they heard that the bridegroom is coming, so they all went out to welcome him.
或许你我都略心说，我们要等候，要预备迎接主的再来。
Maybe you and I are enthusiastic enough that we want to welcome the Lord.
但是我们出去的时候，我们的灯是否要灭掉？是否是要发亮？
But when we go out, our lamp is going out.Or is that to be more bright?
所以这个愚拙的童女就发现她自己的灯快要熄灭了。
So the foolish virgin find out that the lamp was about to go out.
所以她就求这个来请求聪明的童女分点油给她。
So they asked the wise virgin, can they share some of the oil?
因为那个灯要熄灭了。
Because the lamp is going out.
但是聪明的童女怎么回答他？
So how did the wise virgin answer?
她回答说，恐怕不够你我用。
They said that there may not be enough for you and I.
好像这个聪明的童女非常的自私。
Seems like the wise virgins are very selfish.
为什么这个聪明的童女这样的没有爱心呢？
How come they don't have love?
弟兄姊妹，我们常常讲到爱了。
We always talk about love.
我们的爱是从哪一个地方出来？
Where is our love coming from?
这一个聪明的童女很不客气地说，我不能够把我的油分给你。
And these wise virgins just boldly said, I cannot share this oil with you.
圣灵在每一个人的心中是没有办法分开的。
The Holy Spirit within us cannot be separated.
你看见哪一个弟兄的生命非常的丰富，你不能够要求他说把他丰富的生命分给你。
When you see a Christian has abundant life, you cannot ask him to share that with you.
你也不能够说这一个人真是看见圣灵在他的身上充满了他，你也不能够要求这一个他所充满的圣灵分给你。
When you see a Christian, he had insight, he had Holy Spirit within him, you cannot ask him to share that spirit.
我不相信说，我有一个圣灵充满的能力，我也可以叫把我这一个圣灵分给另外一个人。
I don't believe that if I'm filled with the Holy Spirit, I can give it to another person.
但是我可以介绍他，告诉他说，你要到卖油的地方去买油。
But I can introduce to him and tell him to go to the one who sells the oil.
所以这一个聪明的童女就告诉愚拙童女说，你不妨要到卖油的地方去买油。
So the wise virgin told them, you can go to the one who sells the oil to buy the oil from them.
真正的要帮助哪一个愚拙的童女，乃不是说我怎么样可以帮助你。
To truly help the foolish virgins is not saying that how I can help you.
乃是告诉他说，你要去卖油的地方，你也可以有权利可以买油。
It's to tell them to go to the one who sells the oil. You have the privilege to get the oil also.
并且不是用金钱来买那个油。
But not to use your money to buy the oil.
以赛亚五十五章告诉当时的人说，不要用金钱来买，你可以白白的可以买那你所需要的。
In Isaiah 55 said, you don't have to use the money to come and buy, but you can come and receive it freely.
所以这愚拙童女就去了。
So the foolish virgins went.
她从回来的时候，门就进来来了，门就聪明的童女就跟着那一个新郎就进入那个婚宴。
So the wise virgin went into the banquet with the bridegroom, but the foolish one came back.
主耶稣用这个比喻说，门就关了。
And our Lord Jesus said, used this parable and said the door was shut.
愚拙的童女就很快的就回来，就叩门说，请你给我开门。
So the foolish virgin came back and then they quickly came back and knocked on the door, opened the door for us.
他实在是一个非常恳切的祷告。
It seems like an earnest prayer.
在十一节说，其余的童女随后也来了。
In verse 11 said, later the others also came.
说主啊主啊，给我们开门。
Said, sir, sir, they said, open the door for us.
十二节说，他就回答说，我实在告诉你们，我不认识你们。
But he replied, I tell you the truth, I don't know you.
或许我们也是非常恳切的祷告。
Maybe we pray earnestly too.
但是问题是说，你的灯到底有没有油？
But the problem is, do you have oil in your lamp?
弟兄姊妹，我们需要祷告。
Brothers and sisters, we need to pray.
我们需要出去迎接新郎。
We need to come out, go out and welcome the bridegroom.
但是主耶稣在这里再一次的提醒我们说，你的灯到底有没有用？
But our Lord Jesus reminds us one more time, Do you have oil in your lamp?
你是不是跟着哪一个非常有好见证的基督徒来做基督徒？
Are you just being a Christian following those who have those Christians who have a good witness?
或许你乃是真正的因着他的见证，你知道要到卖油的地方去买油。
Or if you truly heard their testimony, now you know to go to the one who sells the oil and to buy the oil there.
我读到这一个比喻的时候，我自己信他自己。
When I read this parable, I meditate on it myself.
我去传福音介绍人的时候，我是不是叫人跟着我来做基督徒？
When I go and share the gospel, do I ask those people to come and follow me to become Christian?
我还是要把人带到主耶稣的面前。
Or do I really take ask those people to go to Lord Jesus?
这也是对我是一个非常非常严肃的事情。
This to me is a very serious matter.
我就常常想到我临终的时候，我是不是仍然看到我主耶稣的笑容。
When I in my old age, I would think about, do I see the smiling face of my Lord?
我还是等到我最后一口气的时候，我看见所看见的都是黑暗，并且我听见，我虽然在哪一个地方呼叫，我听见一个声音说，我不认识你。
Or at my last breath, do I just see darkness? And then I heard the voice saying that I don't know you.
有的解经家会做这一个事情来解释说，是逾越的童女，还是基督徒，还是有生命的基督徒？
Some theologians will explain that these foolish virgins, they are still Christian, they still have lives.
因为这一个知道。给马太福音第七章主耶稣说我不知道，这一个知道不一样。
Because this not knowing you and it's different than the verse in Matthew 7, he said I don't know you, it's different.
但是我一想的时候，这一个不知道可能更严重。
But I thought about more, maybe this I don't know you is even more serious than the other one.
在这里不过是关在门外。
And here's you being shut out of the door.
并不像马太福音第七章对着许多的传道人说，我曾经在你的街上传道，奉你的名赶鬼，但是主耶稣说我不认识你们。
Maybe it's a little bit different. In Matthew 7, those preachers, they have been preaching for Christ, and then at the end, our Lord said, I don't know you.
并且说你们这些作恶的人离开我去吧。
He even said that you, those who are evil doers, stay away from me.
是许多的逾越的童女，耶稣并没有责备他说你是作恶的，离开我去吧。
And、these virgins, foolish virgins, the Lord Jesus did not say that you stay away from me, you evil doer.
但是他仍然关在门外。
But they are still being shut out from the door.
这五个聪明的童女，乃是进到哪个婚宴的里面，与哪个新郎一起的欢喜快乐，享受哪一个婚宴的福气。
The five wise virgins, they enter in, they were with the bridegroom, and they enjoy the banquet with the bridegroom.
弟兄姊妹，我想时间已经到了。
Brother, sister, I think the time is already here.
我就是再一次的问我们每一个人说，到底我的器皿的里面有没有油？
I just want brother and sister to ask yourself, do I have oil in my lamp?
我们低头说祷告。
Let's bow our head and pray.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你。
Dear Lord, we thank you.
你实在是顾念我们的卑微。
You care about our unworthiness.
你也顾念我们是何等的软弱。
And you care about that we are so weak.
或许我们拿着灯那个器皿里面又剩了油。
And maybe we have the lamp, but then we also have oil in the lamp.
但是我们在夜深的时候我们却睡着了。
But then in the middle of the night we fell asleep.
主啊，愿你半夜的喊声来把我们喊醒。
May you wake us up with the calling in the midnight.
主啊，或许我原来我只是一个灯，没有装满油。
Or maybe my lamp was without oil at all.
主啊，愿你的圣灵再一次的向我们说话。
May your Holy Spirit speak to us one more time.
主啊，你仍然现在还没有来。
You have not come yet.
我们还有时间再一次的把灯擦亮，并且把灯装满了油。
We still have time to shine up the lamp and to fill the lamp with oil.
我们在你的面前恳求你向我们说话。
We pray that you speak to us now.
好，让我们再一次的不但省察自己，我们能够也回到你的面前。
That we can not only search ourselves but also come back to you.
圣灵啊，愿你的灵重生我们。
Holy Spirit, may you revive us.
圣灵啊，也住在我们的心内。
And Holy Spirit dwell within us.
圣灵啊，求你也是充满我们。
And Holy Spirit, please dwell, fill within us.
我们在你的面前匍匐的敬拜。
As we come before you, bow down and worship you.
求主叫我们能够都成了聪明的童女。
That we can all become of the wise virgins.
靠耶稣基督的名求的。
In Jesus' name that we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, 冯牧师给我们的信息。我们请大家打开诗歌532首。We thanks Pastor for the message. Yeah. Let's come and sing song. 532 呀，我们一起起立哦，唱532首。Let's stand together and sing song 532呀。